in this hour. You said that if two or three are gathered in your midst, there you would be in the midst of us. Two or three touching and agreeing concerning any matter whatsoever they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you that you are proving yourself through Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our King. And he is right there on the right hand of you, Father. He is sitting in that place of victory, that place of authority, that place of blessing. Hallelujah. And he is yet making intercession for us and for many. And because he is making intercession, because his prayer is coming to the Father, and surely the Father will hear and answer. And God does not want any to perish, but that all would come to a saving, healing, loving relationship and knowledge of God the Father through Jesus the Son, and experience the glorious gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we welcome you, Lord. Hallelujah. And may you take the words of my mouth and use them and encourage your people. Build them up in the things they need to be built up in. Tear down the things that are not of God. We command those things to fall off and depart from us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give us a new garment of praise. For you are working mightily in our lives to the glory of God the Father, in Jesus' name. And God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to 1166 in your voice. And of course, there may be a different page in the NIV or the New King James or the King James. Matthew, the 11th chapter. And we are going to start at, let's see. That's 1166, Matthew 11th chapter. And really, I guess that's part B of the 24th verse. 25, verse 25. Okay. All right, I see it now. I'm having to clean my glasses this morning, make sure I can see the word of God. Yeah, nothing like seeing the word, because the word will surely give us light on our pathway. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path, as Psalm 119 says. And then Jesus began to pray. And he says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed your truths to the lowly and the ignorant, the children and the crippled, the lame and the mute. God has revealed his truths. You have hidden wisdom from those who pride themselves on being so wise. Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-all. God has hidden the things of wisdom. God has hidden these truths from those that think they know everything. You have hidden wisdom from those who pride themselves on being so wise and learned. I respect and I honor the degrees, you know. God intend for us to study, you know. He intend for us to be knowledgeable. He intend for us to, you know, to acquire instruction, you know, but no instruction should come before what? The knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding and the truth of the living God. And that truth is what? Revealed through his son, Jesus. John 14, what? Verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come unto the Father except by me. That's Amen. What Jesus said. So I'm telling you here, this is something. All right? But God has revealed his truths to those, the lowly. Hallelujah. Who is lowly? Who's ignorant? Ignorant doesn't mean that you just, you know, you just don't know anybody. It's not that you're just stupid. Ignorant just means you don't know. But once you know, mm-hmm. then that makes a difference, because that opens the door. Ignorant, but you know, then it opens the door. That's something, isn't it? Okay. But bottom line is lowly. God is revealing his truth to the lowly, the ignorant, the children, the children. Hallelujah. And the children, you know, we may not be children anymore, but we are what? Children in spirit and truth. Children in our hearts and in our minds. Children as we just open up and surrender unto God. Submit all things unto the Lord. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's what James talks about. All right. So we are children in the spirit. But of course, he means that, what? The literal children as well. And then what? The crippled, you know, those that people just cast aside, mm-hmm. the lame and the mute. Mm-hmm. But then thank God there are people, you know, there are people that God has raised up to care for each and every one of these conditions and these who have these type of positions, you know, situations in life, you know. God intends to bless us. He said, you have the poor with you always. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that God intends for us to take care of them as being his children who are blessed. You are blessed with a blessing. So therefore, bless others. Bless others. Mm-hmm. Do not curse them, but bless them. Mm-hmm. And the Father will in turn bless you. He even tells us what? To bless our enemies. Hallelujah. Bless those that persecute us. Bless those that revile and say all manner of evil against you, for great is your reward in heaven. And this, again, I think ties us into what? Rest, what I'm talking about. Let me continue. Mm-hmm. It says what? You have hidden wisdom from those who pride themselves on being so wise and learned. You did this simply because it pleased you. All right. The Father has handed over everything to my care. This is Jesus talking to the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. Mm-hmm. Now, how in the world can they have a relationship so close? But they mm-hmm. do have it. Mm-hmm. And that's because what? Jesus came from the Father, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He chose to come down for us. And die and suffer and bleed. And but he still lived a sinless and a perfect life for us. He suffered, he bled, he died. And then what? He took upon himself the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future. You know, our world is really in trouble. Our world is blind right now, church. Our world really needs some spiritual eyes to be opened. They need some hearts, some spiritual hearts to be tendered and open, because those hearts still are stony. The hearts are rebellious. You know, the hearts are rejecting God. The hearts are believing everything but what? That Jesus is God and God is in Jesus. You know, but once we begin to give God our attention and give him our focus, we truly can find peace. We can find rest. We can find the assurance that life is more than what we ever thought it would be, because the life is not in the things that we see and the things we taste and feel and all that. Life is in the things of God. And that's more important than Amen. Anything. So the Father has handed everything into my care. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. And those whom the Son wishes to reveal the Father. And who has the Son revealed the Father to? He has revealed the Father to us. Hallelujah. That call upon his name, that believe upon the name of Jesus. He that believeth that the Son, believeth on the Son, what? Hath life. Mm-hmm. And he that believeth not, hath not life, that but has passed into death and condemnation eternally. It's so important to continue to believe, even when you don't understand. Believe for the sake of what the Word of God says. If God's Word said it, we need to say, hey, I believe it, and that settles it. And when we make up our mind to what? To believe the Word, we will find the peace and the rest that God intends for us to have. God has a rest that doesn't necessarily mean we stop working.
Amen.
But when we put him first, what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So when we're seeking him, when we're putting him first, hallelujah, when we just take time out for the Lord, God takes time out for us. Hallelujah. Take the time out for the Lord, because he has time for you. And of course, Jesus said, what? The time and the day is coming when no man can work. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The day and the night is coming when no one can work, when no one can do anything, because the end time, these are the end time. These are the end days. The coming of the Lord is so near. And so we have to make sure that we are drawing close to him. Draw nigh unto the Lord, and he will draw nigh unto you. And I assure you, when God takes the time to draw close to you, something's going to happen in your mind. Something's going to happen in your heart. Something's going to happen in your hands. It's going to happen in your feet. Hallelujah. But most of all, you're going to know that you something has changed. You're not the same. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes in, he makes the difference. And he doesn't make it just in a temporary way, but he makes it for life. Ever since I said yes to the Lord at 18 and a half, ever since I heard the Lord say, give me a try. And I said, Lord, okay, I'm going to give you a try. And ever since that day that I said, Jesus, please come into this life and do whatever you know you need to do. I'm sick and tired of the way I'm going. I'm going down a way, and it's like I'm just weary and troubled and forlorn. I'm just not having no peace. But Jesus, when you come in, and when he came in, boy, he sure made a difference for me. And that's why I continue to serve him, because he's real. He's real. He's real. Hallelujah. He's real. And even when I didn't understand the Holy Spirit and how he was working in my life, he was right there. He came in. And every now and then he would just give me a little, guess you know how you pinch yourself and make sure you're real. The Holy Spirit would give me a pinch. And boy, I knew that something on the inside was new and different. The old things had passed away. All that old junk that was inside of me had passed away. The Lord washed it away through his blood. The Lord just came in and gave me new rest and new hope, new peace. And that's the same he's doing for each of us. And then he's doing it for that one today that is yet seeking and hungering and thirsting and troubled. He's reaching out to them. He's touching. He's moving by his Holy Spirit. This is why we got to stand in the gap with Jesus and continue to intercede and continue to pray, continue to call on the Lord. Call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33:3. God is true to his word, church.
Yes,
he is. I praise him for that. I praise him for it today. That's just the thought today. Rest will actually create renewal. Rest will also create restoration.
Yes.
Rest will just keep us refreshed. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. As we rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. What? As we go on here, it says what? Jesus said what? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Are you weary and burdened sometimes?
Yes.
I mean, I think we all get that way. I felt like I was going through burnout about 8 years ago.
Jesus.
I had already worked practically 40 years of my life, and I was going through burnout. I tell you, I didn't know if I was coming or going sometime. How in the world I'm going to keep going without Jesus? And amen. I'm telling you, the Lord allowed me to realize that without him, I would have failed.
Jesus.
Without him, I would have ran into the ditch. Mm-hmm. Without him, I would have crashed into the brick wall.
Yes.
But when I just looked to him, when I came to him, just as I was weary and worn and wore out, the body just was busted up. You know, I would call myself, I used to could run, what, 16 hours a day and not even worry about it. But boy, it caught up with me. It's so important, young people, get your rest. Hallelujah. And most of all, get your rest in the Lord. Make sure you give God some time. Because when you give him some time, he going to give you a return on your investment.
Amen.
He going to give you a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to overtake you. Hallelujah. It's going to just surprise you. It's going to be there when you need it most. And when you can call on him and he answers you, you've got God and all of it. What about that? You call on God and he's got the angels waiting on. He's got loved ones praying for you in the spirit. There's a cloud of witnesses that are praying and cheering us on. They're not there just for show. They're there to do what God is saying do. They're not in heaven just kicking their feet up and plucking around, just shuffling their feet around like they don't know what they're doing and ain't got nothing to do. They're doing something in heaven. Mm-hmm. They're alive before the Father, and they're on assignment. Yes. I've even understood and read where the babies that were aborted, they are being taught in heaven. You're going to have to pray over that one, even if you don't not sure about it. But rest assured, God has a plan for us, a purpose for us. He has a hope for us, like Jeremiah 29 says, to give you hope and a future. And his plans are not what to hurt you or to harm you, but to give you a blessing in him.
Yeah.
And so that's why Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Take the burdens and cast them on him. I will give you rest. Put my yoke upon your shoulders. The Lord said, put the yoke on your shoulders. Seems like that yoke would be a little heavy. Yeah. That yoke would seem like it would be uncomfortable. But he said, put it on your shoulders. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your curves. And nobody's body is the same, is it? I'm big, you little, I'm round, you kind of plump. You know, everything, we all are different. But the bottom line is we are his custom-made sons and daughters.
Amen.
Jesus is custom-making us. And hallelujah, when he get through and we put that yoke on, it's not going to be burdensome. It's not going to be difficult. It's not going to be hard to carry it. Because bottom line is the yoke, it's perfectly fitting for us personally, custom-made. And then it allows us what? To learn of Jesus. Learn of me. Learn of me. For I am gentle and humble of heart. Who could be more gentle and humble of heart? And God, what Jesus said, what? Mm-hmm. I can call 10,000 legions. Mm-hmm. I could call a legion of angels.
Yes.
Yeah. Did he say 10,000 or did he just say one legion? I think it was a legion. Mm-hmm. And guess what a legion represents? Thousands of angels. Guess what the power of one angel can do, according to the Old Testament? One angel destroyed 185,000 men overnight. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what 6,000, a legion, I think, represents 6,000 mighty angels. And God's angels probably are just, you know how the stars are? God's angels are just like the stars. You can't even count them all. God has created an amazing, amazing heaven and with amazing creation. We can't even imagine. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart and minds the things that God has prepared for those that seek him, that find their rest in him. You come to him. Even though you're weary and heavy laden, I guarantee you that load is going to be lifted. That burden is going to be lifted. Those cares are going to be cast on him. And you ain't supposed to take them back either.
Amen.
Don't take them back.
Amen.
Cast them on the Lord, for he cares for you and he'll carry it. And that's why you see the footprints in the sand. Hallelujah. You say you saw two sets of footprints at first. And then all of a sudden you saw one set of footprints in the sand and it kept them footprints was They just went for a distance. They went for a while. And he said, Lord, where is the two sets? And Jesus, what did he say? I carried you. Mm-hmm. I carried you. I'm carrying you. Mm-hmm. And when God carries us, man, it's amazing. But he's still teaching us. He wants us to learn from it. Even when we fall flat on our face, even when we make boo-boos, and God knows we're going to make some boo-boos in this life. But the key is confess and forsake. Mm. Hallelujah. And Jesus said what? He's faithful and just to forgive you,
thank you
and cleanse you from all sin and all unrighteousness. And what? Sin is what? All unrighteousness is sin. Yes. All wrongdoing. Yes. So nobody's exempt. Nobody. From the pulpit to the po house. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But we surely got to pray for the White House, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And so we are in position, church. Hallelujah. To just come to the Lord as we are, take upon him that yoke and learn of him. And when we learn of him, we don't just learn it and just put it aside, do we? We put it into practice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is he when the Lord comes, he finds you doing, doing what he is teaching you, doing what you're learning from him. Yes. Do it, church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are blessed if you do it. Hallelujah. And God will delight in you. He'll be pleased in you. Yes, he will. I just checking out this other little thought. Revelation 3:20. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in to him and dine with him and he with and dine with he and he with me. She, he, me. Hallelujah. He or she with me. You're dying. That's what Jesus said. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. God
Amen.
Is in control of it all.
Amen.
And this is called dashboard dining. Look at it. The term dashboard dining has come to signify the growing practice of eating while driving to save a little time. We're eating on the run. We're eating on the go. We're eating up. We're eating down. Popular freeway fare includes yogurt in squeeze tubes, soup in heat and sip containers, and small cookies that fit in cup holders. One U.S. consumer products analyst says that people increasingly want food items that can be eaten quickly and easily while on the road. In some cultures, a leisurely meal at a table is becoming an endangered practice.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us take time with the family to eat at the table? Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to connect with this lady here. If I don't have nobody else, I try to make sure I'm eating with her. But you know, the Lord wants us to understand the spiritual meaning of this. This eat and run mentality can also what invade our spiritual thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do we set aside daily time for an unhurried meeting with Jesus?
Amen.
Is our Bible reading and prayer time rushed or relaxed?
Come on.
We got to take time with God.
Amen.
The risen Christ told the lukewarm church of Laodicea, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." The Lord, that's what the Lord wants. That's on God's heart. God wants to make sure we are connected with him so that no matter what's happening in this world, we will be able to say, Lord, you get that old devil. Get him right now. Lord, just give me the power to stand and to overcome no matter what it is. There are going to be some trials. There are going to be some tests. There are going to be some hard, difficult times.
Yes.
But God said, if you are with me, I'll bring you through. Hallelujah. That's what resting. I believe that's part of resting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, abiding in him, abiding in his word abiding in us. We can ask what we will. That's like John 15:7 says, and it shall be done. Yes, it will. Praise God. When we open our hearts and surrender to the Lord, he promises to come in for a meal, not a snack. He's going to give you a full course meal. You ever had, when the last time you had one? Every now and then we get one, don't we? And we enjoy it, don't we? We get nourished. We get strengthened.
Amen.
Man, some of the best meals. Remember the meals mama made? I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Remember that?
Of course.
Hallelujah. But you know, we can do Jesus the same way. I'll always love my Jesus because he has created me and put me in this world.
Yeah.
He has blessed me. He has healed me. He has saved me. And he is doing amazing work. He's teaching me now. He's reaching me. He won't let go of me. He holds me fast. He won't let me go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's where you find your greatest strength. Your greatest miracle is in the presence and in the will of God. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me,
ooh,
my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for just touching me, just touching this life, saving me, just drawing me to you. You wooed me to you by the precious Holy Spirit. Except the Holy Spirit draw us, we are none of his. Oh, what a wonderful Savior he is. We just love you today, Lord.
Thank you.
When modern culture worships efficiency and speed. In other words, modern culture, they think that you got to be efficient and you got to be super fast, just like the microwave. But God invites us what? To slow down and sit down for a spiritual feast of fellowship with him.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Time is a friend when you use it to strengthen your friendship with Jesus. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Thank you,
Lord. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, hallelujah, washed in his blood. Oh, thank you today, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. May your healing, comforting presence, Lord, just move on each of us, heart to heart and breast to breast. May your power, Lord, touch the ones that we don't see, Lord, the ones we don't hear. And many, Lord, that need salvation, may salvation enter in through Jesus Christ. Believe on Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household. Lord, we declare salvation to come to many today. We declare deliverance. We declare peace, Lord, through resting in you, learning to take up the yoke, Lord, that belongs to you. And Lord, we will not be weary. We will not continue to be burdensome, but we will be light. Mm. The yoke is easy and the burden is light.
Thank
you that you're doing a mighty work in each of our lives, each of our loved ones' lives, oh God, each of our households. We praise you for that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And the devil's got to take his hand off. Satan, take your hand off of God's people. The blood of Jesus is against you now. We stand in the authority of the name of Jesus. We cast down everything that's not like God. We destroy even depression. We destroy sickness. We destroy disease and confusion. We cast it out by the blood of Jesus and the authority of his name. And we find ourselves free in Christ. Mm. He who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Indeed.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you right now. Teach us, Lord. Reach us, oh God, and reach the soul that's nearest hell right now. Touching the nursing homes, touching the hospitals, touching the jails, Lord. Touch and then send your representatives. Send us. Here am I, Lord. Send me in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are destroying COVID. Hallelujah. But even in the midst of COVID, you are still God. You're on the throne. And you are the Lord that heals of all diseases and sicknesses. And we declare that we are healed by the wounds in your side. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give the honor. in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm. Let the words, Lord, that you put in our mouths, let that word come forth at the proper time and touch a life, speak to a life, speak to the situations of life, and command salvation and deliverance and hope. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise now. Mm. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Find the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God's people say amen.